Welcome back to Talking Baseball on a beautiful Sunday morning, and it's Mother's Day, and my next guest has got tons of stories about his mom and also his wife, who's had a couple kids for him, and let's bring on Mark Sweeney. How are you doing this morning, Mark?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me on, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, and especially mine, and also my wife, who takes care of all of our kids.
And you, too. Don't forget about that.
Yeah. Well, I do my share, but I tell you what, she does the lion's share of the motherly stuff. It's really
well,
nice.
Well, I know we all have great, great memories of our moms growing up. Tell me a quick one about your mom.
You know what, Bill? My mom was always there, and my parents were always there. So it always seemed like it was just a foregone conclusion that they were going to be at the game, which I think it is a lot, you know, just to be able to be unselfish and you know, create those times with work. But they always, my parents always went to my opening days, because I have always said this, Bill, my career was, you never knew when the last opening day was going to be, because I was that bench player. So they made sure that I was always there, and I always went to my mom right after the game, and never minimized it, because, you know, playing in front of your parents has different meaning, and I think I always remember those times. And my mom went to a game recently, and she got emotional because she misses that. You know, being a broadcaster, it's not the easiest thing. She's going there and watching me talk. rather than sitting in the stands and watching me play. So it was always special, and I know they were a big part of my career.
Well, let's talk a little bit about these first two games against the Giants and the Padres, and, of course, the third game coming up here Sunday. And you talked about coming off the bench, and I remember you as a hitter. You were, you know, the second-best pinch hitter in the game of baseball. But I remember your relaxed approach. You came up to the plate, and
yeah,
it always looked like you were relaxed, like nothing was bothering you. Tell me your thoughts as you get into watching these games, and not just pinch hitting, hitters itself, the approach they're going when they're coming into the bat.
Yeah, Bill, and thank you for those comments. It's really nice to be remembered like that. But, you know, I think it comes with preparation. All of these hitters now you're starting to see, and I think there's a variance of plans when you think of what they're trying to do. But I've been impressed with the way Gabe Kapler has the ability to switch. And we talked about this last week. Being able to switch different components. There are platoons, but he understands you can put anyone in there. Mike Tauchman's been a great addition for these guys. I think Yastrzemski, even though he's struggling, not like last year, but this is a guy that you worry about. I mean, he has the ability to put on a really good at-bat. But also the Austin Slaters and coming off the bench, being able to perform, that's what you need to be a championship club. That's what you need to be winning these close games. And I always took pride in that, having that job. But the job has really evolved into different things now. Guys have a base of at-bats. They're platooning more, and they're also versatile. So I think it has a lot to do with that. And the Giants are impressive. They've been playing very inspired baseball. You put a lot of credit on the starting pitching, but man, they have some nice parts that are coming through.
Well, you know, Mark, we like to see hitters being aggressive, and we always love to see them attack the ball, but sometimes hitters get over aggressive. Yesterday's game, Machado swings at a 3-0 pitch, grounds out to Craw. Hosmer comes up 3-0, first and second, really the time when the Padres were ready to start rallying, and he swings at a 3-0 and hits a weak dribbler to belt. In your mind, when you're watching this, what is that set? What is that setting to you? What is your, you know, your ideas of what are these guys doing this? Why are they being over aggressive?
Yeah, Bill, it's interesting you say that, because I thought of those two at bats yesterday. They do a lot of 3-0 swinging. Back in the day, it used to be the guys that were really trying to drive the ball out of the ballpark. But everyone else was really like, hey, let's grind this pitcher out. Let's give this at bat, because I would say 3-1, you're going to get a quality pitch as well. You're not necessarily now going to get a fastball, which in years past you did. But now you're starting to see a lot of breaking balls, a lot of change-ups, all that stuff in those hitters' counts. It varies, and it's frustrating because I think the Padres now offensively have been challenged for a better part of the last 2 or 3 weeks. So they haven't hit their stride as a team offense, and it's showing. I think in those situations it really comes down to coming up with your plan, staying with it, but also, you know, pass the baton to the next guy. And when you have that, much like the Giants are doing now, if you have that, I think things tend to work out better for you.
Mark Sweeney joining me on Talking Baseball on a beautiful Sunday here in Northern California. One of the things that I see a lot are check swings. It seems like every at-bat there's one or two, and they're always checking the umpire. Yeah. Is there a theory why hitters are doing that all of a sudden? Because I don't remember seeing that a lot, usually just on two strike counts, but it seems like it's always, it seems like there's 30 or 40 of them. I mean, I'm over-exaggerating, but doesn't it seem like that every game?
Yeah, it does, and it's funny. You're watching a game in a lens that you wonder why that is. The breaking ball is prevalent in the game, and you have to honor the velocity of all of these pitchers. I mean, you look at just the pitching itself and the bullpens. You know they're going to be 95 plus, and if they're not, they're coming from the sidearm or down below. But yesterday, it just looked like everyone was trying to, hit that home run and try to drive the ball out of the ballpark, which we see on a nightly basis. I would just like to see more guys in that contact variety. And I think it will evolve into that a little bit more, Bill, as we go along. But, it goes into the check swings, and you're always looking down to first and third, seeing if they did go or not. But you're exactly right with that.
Mark, as a hitter preparing to face Johnny Cueto today, Johnny does the shimmy and the shake, and he pauses in his delivery. You know, as you go into an at-bat against him, what are you looking at, and does the shimmy and the shake and the pause really hurt you and get your timing off kilter?
Yeah, I think that's what he does brilliantly. I think a lot of pitchers would love to do what he does, and try to change different things, but there's too many mechanical issues that a lot of people have, and you don't want to make that mistake. Johnny Cueto will give you some pitches to hit, as we all know, but I love how he goes about it. I love how he changes things up, especially in the age of the big leg kicks and so many different timing mechanisms hitters have. If I had to face Johnny Cueto, I would really go to a two-strike approach. I would try to take movement out and focus on just using the big part of the field. But that's not everyone's case. They're going to go full throttle still and look for that mistake. But he does pose challenges. This is a nice boost for the pitching staff of the Giants, especially him being on the IL. And it's a perfect timing for him to come back because they are looking the part, and it really is impressive to watch.
Mark, on a two-strike approach, you just talked about that and trying to expand the zone, trying to make contact. You don't see that much anymore. Guys are swinging just as hard on two strikes as they do when they're going 0-0. Mindset of a hitter, is it different than when you were hitting?
You know what, Bill? I think it is, and I think the strikeout is minimized. To me, I looked at it because it resonates this week. Obviously, Albert Pujols being designated 21 years in the big leagues, and who knows if he's going to have another chance with another club. And the reason why I bring him up, I'm starting to look at his stats, and he's never struck out 100 times. Wow. And this is a power hitter, one of the best right-handed hitters in the game of baseball in his 21 years. It's a commitment. I think it really comes down to it. And this is a guy that drove runs in, hit the ball out of the ballpark. So, that to me has to be tweaked when it comes down to it. And it's frustrating to me, and I don't want to be thrown in the whole thing of old school. If there's guys that are driving the ball out of the ballpark and they're striking out, I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. Guys that aren't hitting the ball out of the ballpark and striking out at a lot of times, I do have a problem with that. So it's just perspective. I think it's the unselfishness of committing yourself to maybe taking a little bit off. And also, with two strikes, you surprise yourself. You still have the power because the velocity's there. So many hitting coaches and former players of mine always said, let them supply the power. So that means that two strikes, you're not really taking anything away other than a little bit more movement and timing mechanisms as a player. So you might surprise yourself even squaring one up with two strikes and it taking off.
Major League Baseball does a so special thing on Mother's Day. They do the pink bats, the wristbands, the spikes, the hats. Your final comments to all the moms that were baseball moms, the moms that sat in the stands, cheered your kid on when they struck out three times and put their arms around him and said, it's okay. I want to hear your final comments to all the baseball moms out there today, Mark.
Yeah, Bill, big thank you to all of them because they are an integral part of making us the best versions of ourselves. And it was an honor to wear those pink wristbands and have the ability to honor them that day. But really, it came to honoring them every single day. They make us. They understand how the ability of going out there and being professional is through your mom, through all of that stuff that they've done. Having a pink bat was extra special that some of these companies would do for us. But when it came down to it, Bill, it was really the love and support that they always gave us. So we are grateful. It's a great day, but always honor your moms because that's the reason why we're on this earth to play a great game of baseball.
Mark, great stuff as always. Enjoy your day with your wife and your mom, and happy Mother's Day to all the San Diego Padre moms down there, and just some good stuff again, Mark. You got to take care, and we'll talk to you as the season continues.
Bill, I always appreciate being on with you. Thank you very much, and have a great day. Happy Mother's Day to all.
Yep, appreciate your time, Mark. We'll be right back on Talkin' Baseball on KNBR 104.5 680, the sports leader.